Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights in 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating, of course, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. I'm blocked away, of course, from Fisherman's Wharf. If you've ever been here, you've seen Fisherman's Wharf, of course, the seventh wonder of the world. No, I'm not talking about Andre the Giant. I'm talking about the Golden Gate Bridge, man. This is all within... I can inhale the Golden Gate Bridge from where I'm at. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sight. No doubt about that. An hour of MMA radio, of course, going to talk. MMA, basically the UFC rocking and rolling last night. Not all that excited about the card. I'll talk about the main event in depth and the fact that the UFC seems to be hurting. And, of course, I talked about this in hour number one, the fact that the UFC is... How can I put this? It's a pink elephant. In other words, like you bought this elephant thinking it was like going to be a really good elephant. It was going to be able to take care of all your elephant needs. And guess what? It's just not doing the job. Why? Because they overpaid for it, folks. $4.2 billion is what the new owners of the UFC paid for the Fertittas, of course, and Dana White and the government of Dubai. Those were the three owners, the four owners. Actually, it was two Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank, but the four of them, they own the UFC. Those four of those entities, those four of those groups there own the UFC. The Dubai government, I believe, think they had 13%. Dana White had 10%, and the Fertittas had the rest. But they sold this for $4,200 million. $4,200 million, okay? Is anything worth that? Any in the world of sports? A sports franchise? Come on, you got to be kidding. Anyway, we'll talk about that, the fact that they're hurting, and the fact their talent roster is dwindling as I speak. Why? Bad attitude. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Started it off. Went there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Shot there by Hayes. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard
and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Pedro offers you his protection.
Clock says 12 and a half, make that 13 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you, of course, from the city by the bay. That's with a B, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I thank you so much for joining me here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the longest running fight show in history, but that doesn't matter. You know, I mean, longevity is nothing. The quality is there, baby. The attitude's there. And guess what? I can still impose my will 24-7 anywhere in the world on the radio. And you know that. That's why you're tuning to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. Straight up, UFC, of course, had a pay-per-view event last night. Didn't do all that well as far as the live gate was concerned. Threw about $700,000. That's not good for a UFC event at the T-Mobile Arena in Paradise or Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, UFC rocking and rolling. I don't know. I got to tell you about this, man. UFC 216. Would I buy it? Hell no. Would I watch it on TV? If it was free, I'm not going to buy this type of fight card. Okay, Tony Ferguson defeated Kevin Lee, and of course, an interim lightweight title fight. Of course, he did that with a submission, a triangle choke in the third round, 4 minutes and 2 seconds in. But Ferguson looking sharp. I think he wins his 10th fight in a row, and he calls out Conor McGregor. But the UFC made this fight for the interim lightweight championship. Guess what? Conor McGregor is a lightweight champion. There's just no doubt about it, okay? Until he loses or you take the title away from him, he is a champion. To put Tony Ferguson and Kevin Lee in an interim title bout here was a fraud, and that just shows you the UFC is really hurting, and they needed to put this up. We'll make it a title fight, so we'll put it in the main event. And we'll put that in the main event over Demetrius Johnson, one of the longest-running UFC champions in history. Of course, the 125-pound world flyweight champion, they call him Mighty Mouse. Defeated Ray Borg. Borg came in, you know, decent record, man, 14-2. Obviously left the octagon in the fifth round after getting submitted with an armbar in the fifth round, 3-15 in. But Borg came in at 14-2, left at 14-3. Johnson, just an amazing athlete, an amazing fighter. Just doesn't do it for me. I don't know what the guy can do. I mean, good Lord, 27 wins, 2 losses and a draw. I mean, come on, man. Give him some props, Pedro. Give him some props. I try. I just can't get up. I guess I need a whole lot of Viagra to watch the flyweight division. Why is that? Well, it's going to change pretty soon because Henry Cejudo is coming to the flyweight division. In fact, we'll hear from Henry a little bit later in the show. Henry, of course, was a winner a fortnight ago. Henry is the hottest guy at 125, an Olympic gold medalist. We can go into that in depth when we talk with Henry, but straight up, Henry will be here a little bit later in the show here as far as Ring Talk Live Worldwide is concerned. But Mighty Mouse, as I said, 27-2-1, man, hasn't lost a fight. Let me look at his record. I think he's lost a fight like in 4 years. I think it's 4 years. I think it is, but Mighty Mouse is an amazing athlete, no doubt about that. No, he lost to Dominic Cruz. Of course, he tried to step up to 135 pounds from 125 pounds and got spanked. So he got spanked over 5 rounds. Dominic Cruz winning a 5-round unanimous knockout at 135 pounds. He is a specialist at 125 pounds. Before that, he lost to Brad Pickett. Brad Pickett's retired now. Brad Pickett was a fighter from the UK. Pretty good fighter. I mean, a journeyman type. He lost to him. Maybe a learning experience. Outside of that, there are no blemishes on the record of Mighty Mouse. Outside of a draw with Ian McCall, it was a majority draw on USC on FX. It was back in 2012. So he hasn't lost since 2011. Of course, the Dominic Cruz in an above-the-weight match. So he really hasn't lost, per se, in, like, you know, almost his entire career, except for that one fight with Pickett. I mean, Pickett's a tough dude. Pickett's one of those guys, if you don't bring your A game, if you don't pack your lunch, guess what? He'll eat you up. And that's what Pickett did tonight. Pickett, of course, an upset winner that night. But that's his – I think that when you look at Brad Pickett's career, he's fought a lot of guys. But that's going to be his big claim to fame, I think, was fighting and losing – effect that fighting and beating Mighty Mouse like he did. Straight up, pretty good fight win that night. So, you know, sometimes guys are just opponents. And what I mean by opponents is, you know, you're a professional fighter, per se, and you go to the gym and you get paid and things like that. But you're not really living in a glorified atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you're losing. I mean, yeah, because remember, for every fight, there's got to be a winner and a loser. And coming up with a loser is not easy. It's just not. I mean, because, you know, I mean, you have plans laid out. You think, oh, this guy's going to be the next Mike Tyson. And you get him through like 15, 16 fights and some girl hits him on the chin, you know, in a department store and knocks him out and exposes the fact he's got a glass jaw. So before you know it, your product is worth naught. Anyway, when you go back to the fact that Demetrius Johnson doesn't seem to make it for me, I guess I'm in the minority on that one because for the most part, UFC fans and MMA fans around the world are impressed with Mighty Mouse, the winner, in the co-main event of UFC 216 last night at the T-Mobile Arena, of course, in Las Vegas. They call that paradise. Paradise is like a neighborhood of Las Vegas. It's like a neighborhood of Las Vegas. I remember I was watching, April 1987. I'm trying to go back, folks. I'm driving in Paradise, Nevada, and who do I see walking down the street? Marvin Hagler. He's walking with the late Goody Petronella. That was his trainer, okay? And they're walking. I remember Goody had this funny toupee, this funny wig on his head. Anyway, they're walking down Paradise Road, and this they call it Paradise, Nevada now, but it was right near the Mardi Gras Inn. That's where we used to stay when we went to Vegas in the early days. But yeah, we're sitting there, we're at a stoplight, and there's Marvin Hagler and Goody Petronella, and Marvin is hours away from losing the World Middleweight Championship to Sugar Ray Leonard. So that was him. He was walking around, he looked lost, but that was Paradise, Nevada. Wasn't paradise for Marvin Hagler. Back to the UFC card. The heavyweight champion, former UFC heavyweight champion, Fabrice Verdum, a guy that I think should retire. All these guys should retire, man. Once you get knocked out once or twice, yikes, give it up. Anyway, he beat Walt Harrison, not Walt Harris, the announcer from Northern California of wrestling and roller derby fame. He beat him with an armbar. That was a minute and 5 seconds of the very first round. Straight up, Fabrice Verdum looking for a title shot at heavyweight. Stipe Miocic, we don't know what's happening there. Stippy's looking for an opponent. Stipe, of course, the world heavyweight champion out of Cleveland, Ohio. Put Cleveland on the map. Him and, of course, LeBron James. Bernal Dariush was the winner, of course, over Evan Dunham. No big surprise there, a majority decision. I'll take that back. It was a draw, a majority draw, 29-28 for each guy, and one judge had it 28-28. So, you know, a draw there. What can I say? Bernal Dariush, not the biggest fighter in the world, not the greatest fighter in the world. Evan Dunham, I thought, was way, 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 way done. Anyway, the rest of the card, I'm not all impressed with, and I'm not going to get into it because, if you want to read about it, go on the internet. I'm going to run names by you that you're not going to notice, and the fights were listen, if fights don't matter, they don't matter. I mean, yeah, I know everybody's got to learn how to fight, and everybody's got to have work fights, and you've got to build guys up. As I said, for every Oscar De La Hoya, for every Georges St-Pierre that goes 28-0 or 28-1, you've got to have 28 guys that lose to him. You've got to have 28 guys to lose. Anyway, losing in the UFC right now, we'll talk about that to an extent. It means, the manner in which you lose in mixed martial arts, okay, the fact that it's so decisive for the most part, boom, elbow knocked you out, you know, you put to sleep by a knee. Speaking of being put to sleep, how about that world light heavyweight champion? I'm talking about the great. Yeah, he's great. Great fighter. No doubt about that. Daniel Cormier, a little bit soft around the middle, of course, exposed by the almost retired Anderson Silva a couple of years ago in a surprise fight after John Jones couldn't make the weight. No, take it back. John Jones was pulled off the card. Anyway, Daniel Cormier, now the 205-pound champion again after being knocked out by John Jones. How do you figure that one out? John Jones knocks him out with a flying knee. Hits him with a flying knee. I mean, knocks him out like like a baseball bat. Imagine hitting some guy in the head with a baseball bat. Imagine what happens to him. I mean, no blood. But outside of that, imagine what happens to him. That's what happened when Cormier was kneed by John Jones. I mean, it was like, lights out, baby. It's all over. And, of course, you know, a month later, because John Jones failed drug tests, Cormier is again the champion. Bad move. Bad move by the UFC. Because what do you put? What do you use as highlights? Let's see Daniels. Daniels defending his title tonight against Scott Cuddy. Scott Cuddy and Daniel Cormier for the World Light Heavyweight title. Okay, so let's take a look at Daniel's last fight. We took a look. There's Daniel getting knocked out by John Jones. I guess this gives Scott Cuddy a chance. Okay, what I'm trying to say is, how do you build off that last fight when you got knocked out and they call you champion still? That doesn't make any sense to me. You could have declared the title vacant. You could have made it legitimate. Instead, you put it back on the guy. Bad move, Dana White. But then again, Dana White made all kinds of good moves in selling the UFC to those people. He sold them a pink elephant, and they're stuck with it. UFC, not worth $4.2 billion. No way, no how. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm going to like you. I'm going to hang you, but I'm going to like you.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
When I was knocking everybody dead and winning Golden Glove titles left and right, three in a row, folks, my mother said, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. Did you not? So, thus, Superfly applies. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we're talking about the UFC and the fact that I'll get into it in depth a little bit later. In fact, we'll also hear a clip a little bit later in the show from Henry Cejudo. Of course, the fantastic fighter, twice beaten, lost a fight, I think, to a guy named Cunningham. Of course, lost that fight to Demetrius Johnson. Outside of that, he's never lost. He's a former gold medalist in the Olympics. The kid's really got potential. He's got a great personality. You hear a short clip from him a little bit later in the show. So back to UFC 216. It was a loser. Just a loser. I mean, I don't care what Tony Ferguson did. Conor McGregor will beat him pretty easily. Conor McGregor is the best lightweight. If he was to fight at lightweight again, if he was to, how can I put it? If Conor McGregor is ever to fight again, it will be at 155. If he fights any heavier, he's out of his game plan. Okay? If he fights at 170, he's too small, he's going to get lit up. Just can't do it. Speaking of getting lit up and being too small, we'll talk about it a little bit later. Oh, we'll talk about it right now. How about this big UFC event? Of course, the upcoming event between the former icon of the UFC. I'm talking about the flag bearer, the guy from the Canada, man. He's a Canuck. I'm talking about Georges St-Pierre. Georges. November 4, 2017, the Mecca of boxing. Across the street from the Hotel Pennsylvania. I can tell you so many stories about the Hotel Pennsylvania. I could tell you a lot of stories. I mean, we could do like we could do shows on what happened at the Hotel Pennsylvania during my run in boxing. I kid you not, but I can't talk about that because it's like X-rated. No, just R. No, maybe PG. Anyway, the bottom line is across the street from the Hotel Pennsylvania is MSG Madison Square Garden. Of course, New York City, New York, the Big Apple, November 4, 2017. Michael Bisping, the world middleweight champion, a fantastic fighter in that he's champion. That makes him a fantastic fighter, okay? He beat Luke Rockhold. He knocked out Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold had beaten him before, okay? So I consider him a fantastic fighter. Anybody as champion considers that to have that tag. You are a fantastic fighter, no doubt about it, because you are the tops. I mean, he beat good guys. Did he lose the good guys? Yeah, but he beat good guys. And at the end of the day, he beat Luke Rockhold for the title. And you beat the champ, you beat the man. Guess what? For the most part, you are the man. He hasn't lost, of course, since that Rockhold fight, and that was back in 2014. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins since then. Straight up looking to rock the boat is Michael Bisping when he takes on Georges St-Pierre. 30-7 now is, of course, Bisping, the defending champion. Georges St-Pierre, 25-2-1, I believe, is a professional. Of course, the two losses and a draw. No shame in any of that, but all of that was when he was fighting at 170 pounds. And 170 to 185 pounds is a lot of weight. That's 15 pounds. Wow. And I'll tell you, and I'll bring myself back into the picture here. I fought 139 pounds, and I was knocking people dead. I was a big junior welterweight. In fact, you know, when guys looked across the ring from me, because I'd sweat, I'd suck down to make 39, you know, like go without fluids and food like this for a day and a half, 2 days. And I come in the ring like 145 pounds would just rock and ready to go. Bigger than the other guys, okay? And when I was fighting a junior welterweight. Now, when I went to welterweight, it was different. When I fought Ernie Chavez, I remember weighing in against Ernie Chavez in Las Vegas at the Showboat Hotel. It was an ESPN fight, I think, and for the Nationals. And, you know, I remember weighing in, looking at him, this guy sweating, there's steam coming off him. Obviously, he had trouble making the weight. I'm saying to myself, yeah, that's cool. He had trouble making the weight. It's going to be good. Anyway, it wasn't good because we didn't fight for 3 or 4 days. That's right. We waited on a Tuesday. We fought like on Friday. On Friday, he was like 175 pounds, 170 something pounds. Anyway, he wasn't going nowhere. I was tagging him in the first part of the fight, first round. I owned him for like maybe 220, 230. Like, man, I kid you not. Maybe the last 30 seconds of the fight, he landed this right hook. And the first thing I remember was my right ear hurting. So how come my right ear hurt? Why is my ear hurting? Well, it was because I got knocked down. I'd never been knocked down like that in my life. I had no idea what was going on. I couldn't fathom this. Anyway, I got up, finished a round, and realized, this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing getting hurt, like hit that hard. So I got hit again in the second round, and when he knocked me down, I got up, and I looked across the ring. It was like 5 or 6 of this guy. I mean, it was like, I kid you not. Matt, instead of one fighter, there's 5 guys all wearing white trunks. 5 guys. And then you've got 2 or 3 referees. So you've got 8 people in the ring besides you, and one's a real referee, and one's the other guy you're supposed to fight. he's going to be throwing punches at you. So when the referee said to me, have you had enough? I said, certainly. Didn't say certainly, but I shook my head up and down. Yeah, I definitely did. Anyway, Michael Bisping and George St. Pierre. George St. Pierre moving up 15 pounds. I moved up 8 pounds and got ragdolled. I just did. That's the best way I could put it. I mean, he thumped me, man. I've never been thumped in my life, okay? I mean, I finished this fight on my feet. Got up and told the referee, you know, I had enough, okay? But no, I've never been thumped in my life. But the fact that I was fighting at a weight class that wasn't my natural weight class, the fact I was fighting the guys that were bigger than me, and in fact, you know, I could beat the average guys and the decent guys, but I couldn't beat the good or the better guys or the better than average guys. Just couldn't do it because of that size differential, okay? So Chavez, of course, who went on to fight Meldrick Taylor, the former world champion in two divisions, 140 and 147 pounds out of Philadelphia, the 1984 gold medalist and the MVP of the gold medalist out of Philadelphia, of course, the LA Olympics. Meldrick beat him, and Meldrick said to me after the fight, I told Meldrick before the fight, hey, Mel, listen, I fought this dude in the amateurs, so you really got to watch out for his right hook. I've never been hit that hard in my life, and I said, I've been hit by guys a lot bigger than him. And he looked at me and rolled his eyes. They're weighing in. He rolled his eyes like, Pedro, you're exaggerating. And then after the fight, Mel didn't even remember that it was me that told him. You know what he said up on the dice? He's holding this ice pack. He goes, who was it that told me that guy can punch? Who was it? Yeah, I told you because I know he can punch. Anyway, he punched me at 147 essentially out. At 140, I think it would have been a different show. I just think it would have been different. At 139, I think it would have been different. I think that I was owning him for, you know, most of that fight until most of that first round until Bang hit me that one time. One time. I mean, he didn't touch me. He wasn't touching me until he landed that heavy shot. But I attribute that to moving up in weight. I moved back to 139. I won one more Golden Glove championship, and I basically got out soon thereafter because I got hurt. At the end of the day, four Golden Glove titles wasn't a shame, but moving to 147 was a mistake, even though I had to do it when I did it. I had to find out if I could do this or not, and that's the only way you can find out. I mean, you can beat guys in the gym. You can beat the snot out of guys in the gym. Like, they're way bigger than you, okay? Just beat the snot out of them. But when you fight them in a one-on-one contest, when you're wearing gloves and everybody's making weight, that kind of good stuff, things get a little bit different, no doubt about that. So Bisping, GSP, Bisping, the natural middleweight, 185 pounds, he trained his butt off for this fight. He will be in the best shape of his entire life, both mentally and physically. And whether he comes to the octagon drunk or not, like he said, hey, I could beat you when I'm drunk. And he probably could. That's what he's going to do. He's going to ragdoll George St. Pierre. George St. Pierre is an old man. George St. Pierre is like Joe Louis coming back to maybe fight Rocky Marciano when he got knocked through. You know, his hair is all gray and he's bald and he got knocked through the ropes. And there's no ropes in this thing because there's a cage holding him up. But I'm telling you, I can't see this fight ending any way but Bisping winning. I mean, I just can't unless GSP was to make some type of super move on him. But, you know, when you have a 15 or 20-pound weight advantage over a guy, naturally, you can throw him around. So if he grabs you in a chokehold, guess what? You could throw him off you. You could, your own, a guy your weight, you can't. But this guy 15, 20 pounds lighter, you could throw him around. You can use that size advantage. I think that Bisping's going to be able to use that size advantage and basically muscle out of anything that GSP puts him in. Think I'm kidding? Watch it November 4th on pay-per-view. The co-feature, Cody Garbrandt, probably one of the MVPs in the world of mixed martial arts, the undefeated world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds, of course, taking on the former champion, TJ Dillashaw. Dillashaw had a good run. He beat Renan Barrera. Barrera was like 31-1, hadn't lost in like 30 fights. And for the title after that, sort of fell apart and floundered. He lost to Dominic Cruz. Cruz lost to Garbrandt. Here we are, Cody Garbrandt, maybe pound for pound. One or two, or maybe three, but he's undefeated. That's why I got to put him up there. He's undefeated. Never tasted a loss, man. Those guys are special. Speaking of special, Joanna Jay's on the card, the 125-pound women's champion, taking on Rose Nahumanos. Of course, Rose is a good fighter. Rose can strike, but Joanna Jay's probably the best striker in maybe the best striker pound for pound in all of MMA. And the co-feature on the card, as far as the pay-per-view extravaganza is concerned, oh boy, I had trouble saying that. Extravaganza. Why? Because I'm sort of lying a little bit. Because, you know, Stephen Thompson and Jorge Masvidal, that's the last fight on the pay card. So Masvidal and Thompson, Joanna Jay and Rose, okay, TJ Dillashaw and Cody, and Michael Bisping and George St. Pierre. $70. Why is it $70? Why is that worth $70? Maybe because of the fact that GSP is coming back, and that's a bit of a novelty and a sideshow. Maybe the fact that he's challenging a guy that's bigger than him, that's younger than him. Maybe that's a bit of a something people we want to see, you know, taking on the impossible challenge. We'll see. I don't know. But outside of the freak nature of this big fight, TJ Dillashaw and Cody Garbrandt's the fight of the card, no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide from the Sports Byline and SB Nation Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, with my man Dennis Edwards on lead for the Temptations, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. What do you mean? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks of camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
40 and a half minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history. Ring Talk Live or Worldwide, of course, emanating from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. And I talked to you about the fact that USC, I think, is a dog. I just think I think it's a hell of a dog. I mean, the fact that $4.2 billion is $4,200 million, and I'm going to run this at you. If you had the if you paid $4.2 billion for something that's supposed to be better than the Dallas Cowboys, the Manchester or the Liverpool, any of those soccer teams over there in the UK, Barcelona, I kid you not, Madrid, worth more than all those franchises and the New York Yankees. Okay, and you've got a card like this. Ferguson and Lee, of course, Johnson and the co-feature. But Ferguson and Lee topping the card, that's not going to keep too many people wanting to come back. Only 700,000 people wanting to watch the fight as far as the live gate's concerned in the UFC's hometown of Las Vegas. They couldn't even give away tickets to that. Of course, now the next fight's going to be Cowboy Donald Cerrone, October 21st on Fight Night. Of course, it'll be on Fox Sports. What can I say? You know, Donald Cerrone and Darren Till. Of course, the co-feature is Carolina Kay. That's going to be a pretty good fight. She's taking on Jodi Ehlers-Quiller, but Carolina Kay probably in a class by herself, or one of the girls that's in a class by herself as far as her ability to stand up a fight. She can really, really rock. But I'm looking for superstars here. The next card is Lyoto Machida. That's right. Lyoto Machida is still dragging this guy out. I can't believe they're like dragging the carcass of Lyoto Machida out and pushing him up the stage, up the stairs. It's like, it's like, if you had him and he can't stand up, so you like you put a stick behind him and you stood him stiff and you walked him into the ring. That's what they're doing with Machida. I kid you, Machida is just so old, man. He's so old. I mean, was it, did he lose to Dan Ferguson? Or no, that was Shogun Rua. But I mean, I've seen some brutal, brutal fights of his. And the fact that he still wants to continue, these guys, they've got to have something else to do. He's coming off two losses. He got lit up by Luke Rockhold, rear naked choke. Of course, that fight ended in the second round. That was back in 2015. His other loss in 2015 was Yoel Romero, of course, the uncrowned champion, I thought, until he got beat. Guys get beat, man. The world of UFC, the world's MMA, guys can get beat so many different ways, by points, by knockout, by choke, by submission. I keep going and going. Disqualification. I mean, you just keep going and going and going. There's so many different ways to lose that it's so hard to remain undefeated or run on a good undefeated streak. It just is. But Yoel Romero, I thought he was hot. I thought he was happening, but he lost as well. He lost his last fight as well. Anyway, we're looking at this record here, and I'm not all that impressed. I'm just not. I mean, when you look at the fact that this is supposed to be the headliner, you've got to have guys headlining cards here, and you can't look at. In order to make this work, you've got to have names that can still fight. You can't just put guys on TV because they had a name 10 years ago. Machida's name was big, big a long, long time ago. Not anymore. Not anymore. I mean, what is he like? 22 wins. I think he's lost like 11 fights. No, 7 fights. A couple by knockout, 2 by submission, 3 by decision. You know, once you get knocked out, once your cherry's broken in the world of mixed martial arts, once that cherry's been broken, your chin's been touched. Same thing on boxing. Things just aren't the same. Anyway, him and Derek Brunson, I figure Derek Brunson's probably a slight favorite here. Brunson's probably going to win this main event. Of course, this is going to be from São Paulo, Brazil. So Machida's going home to Brazil. Of course, the UFC going down there. It can be on Fox Sports 1 or Fight Pass, probably both. And that's going to be October the 28th from São Paulo, Brazil. Anyway, also on the card, Damian Maia, pretty good fighter, taking on Colby Covington. Damian can fight at times, never consistent. Pedro Munhoz, another guy that can rock a little bit at 135, taking on Rob Font. Francisco Trinado taking on Jim Miller, the Cowboy. The Cowboy's probably there to lose. Diego Santos taking on Jack Hammison. And John Linsker taking on Marion Vera. No chicks. No chicks on the card. Not on the entire card. Not on the main card. This is going to be on Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 2 will have the prelim card with 3 fights. Of course, the opening card will be 2 fights. Will be on UFC's Fight Pass. What am I trying to tell you? Good thing this one's on free TV, baby. If you try to push people to pay for this one, you'd be doing the opposite, paying them to watch it, okay? So that one's a bit of a loser as far as big-time entertainment's concerned, okay? We step things up. We've got Bisping and St. Pierre the next week, okay? After that, Dustin Poirier can fight. Dustin Poirier is an impressive fighter. Take it on the former lightweight champion. Talk about Anthony Pettis. Anthony Pettis was a guy, man, I thought he was so good. I thought he was like going to be another guy that lost. But, you know, Zach Attack told me his grappling skills are weak, Pedro. Realize his grappling skills are weak. This guy can really fight. Pedro's grappling skills are weak, Pedro. He was right. Norfolk Jin, the main event. Anthony Pettis, former lightweight champion, taking on Dustin Poirier. The winner moves on. The loser, back to the rear of the pack as far as lightweights are concerned. In fact, I would think it was almost a, not for Poirier as much as it is for Pettis, a loser-leave-town type of match. I mean, I say loser-leave-town, meaning retire time. Matt Brown's in the co-features the welterweight 170-pound taking on Diego Sanchez. Sanchez is always exciting. The former heavyweight champion, Andre Arlovski, taking on Junior Albini. Fret each time, you know, Arlovski gets in the ring because he's got in the octagon because he got that soft chin. You know, when he's been knocked out like four or five times, man, when you've been knocked out the way he has by heavyweights, I guess it's better to get knocked out than get beat up. There's an advantage, I guess, to being knocked out. But I didn't get it. I didn't want to take no beatings. I never took a beating per se. I never got knocked out per se. Just wasn't in my vernacular. Just wasn't. I mean, I'm telling you, if the fight was uncompetitive, like that fight with Ernie Chavez, when I realized, hey, there's no way I'm figuring shit in this fight on my feet if I continue. Let me halt this right now. Anyway, Arlovski is taking on Junior Albini. We'll see what happens there in a heavyweight fight. Of course, some other fights on the card. Nate Marquardt. Nate's still fighting. That's why the UFC's hurting. Guys like Nate Marquardt are on the card. Cesar Ferreira, of course, Cesar can fight a little bit. We'll see what happens there. Marquardt, a little bit long in the tooth. Speaking of long in the tooth, Joe Lozano taking on Clay Guida. These two guys still around? We have like an audio clip from Guida back like in 2007 or 2008, something like that. John Dodson's on the card taking on Marlon Moraes. Anyway, a women's strawweight bout on the bout. Of course, Tatiana Suarez taking on Viviana Pereira. Hey, this is pretty good stuff. This is all free, baby. It's all free, no doubt about it. It is free, 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 free. And it's got to be free because they can't put this on you and expect you to pay for it. They just can't. Speaking of a guy I think you're going to want to pay for in the future, before we let this go, I do want to get in this clip with my man, of course, the Olympic gold medalist. I think he's a real deal. I kid you not. I'm talking about 11-3, Henry Cejudo.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Jaron Vilel has called a stop to this contest at 25 seconds of round number two, declaring the winner by knockout, Henry the Messenger Cejudo.
My man, I am here with the winner, and what a win that was, the ever-improving Henry Cejudo. You won, and then you immediately ran over to Mighty Mouse. You guys exchanged words. What did you guys say to each other?
Right, I just gave him a thumbs up. I said, you know, he's a champ for a reason. It was just fun and games, man. But I do want to fight eventually someday, for sure.
Well, Henry, one of the things that's been most impressive about watching you is how quickly you improve some of your techniques. And tonight you showed a whole new style in a lot of ways. You were really wide stance. You were landing almost like a karate style.
Yeah, absolutely. I went down to Natal with the Pitbull brothers, Patricio and Patrici, and I took back some of that karate stuff with me. So it's talking about innovation. I'm slowly evolving, but I want to thank my coaches, Santino, Allen, Captain Eric Albertson, and I'm just improving, Joe. I'm just improving, man. Hopefully that's worth 50 G's, man, because I've been robbed a couple times of 50 G's. Hopefully that's worth 50 G's.
Well, I'm not the one who dishes it out, but I was thoroughly impressed. I was very impressed at how creative you were being, too. You were going high and low. It was just really overall much more comprehensive striking game than we've ever seen from you before.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. I've been only fighting for 4 years now, man. I'm just evolving. I'm just kind of scratching the surface, Joe. And that's all, man. I want to fight for the title eventually again.
Well, I am sure you will again, sir. Congratulations on an absolutely spectacular performance, Henry Cejudo, ladies and gentlemen.
After knocking out Wilson Reyes, of course, now Cejudo is 11-2. I had that right. I said 11-3. 11-2, of course. The two losses, one by to Demetrius Johnson, the other one, of course, a close decision. So he's only lost the best. What can I tell you? The kid's only going to get better, and I think that in the rematch, I'm going to pick him over Johnson. I know. I've got a hard arm for Mr. Johnson. I'm just not Mr. Demetrius Johnson's biggest fan, but for some reason, he just doesn't tickle my fancy. Of course, the other fight that he lost was to Joseph Benavidez. We'll talk about Henry Cejudo, of course. Two fights in a row. He lost to Demetrius Johnson. It was a TKO, knees and punches. That was back in 2016. Of course, in his next fight, December 3rd, 2016, lost a split decision to Joseph Benavidez in the UFC Tournament of Champions finale. So 11-2, good-looking fighter. I think he's the guy that's going to bring activity and light to the 125-pound division. Hey, man, I mean, Demetrius Johnson had his chance, but for some reason can't break through to the mainstream fan, can't make me happy. We're going to say, I think Henry Cejudo hand. Now, back to the subject at hand, the fact that the UFC is not worth what they paid for it. It's not. I mean, I've talked about these events. Is there any mega, mega events here? Outside of Bisping and St. Pierre, okay, because of the novelty factor there, okay, what other fight has a chance of doing 1 million pay-per-views? I'm hearing echoes here. Let me call the UFC office. Hello, UFC? What pay-per-view events do you have this year you think will exceed 1 million buys? You'll get back to me? Oh, okay. No, they're not getting back to me. Guess what? Because they're not looking at any pay-per-views that are going to do that. I mean, looking all the way through the schedule through the end of December 3rd, 2013, nothing jumps out here, man. I mean, Frankie Edgar and, of course, and Mr. Holloway duking it out for the – Max Holloway duking it out for the UFC 218 main event. Of course, it's going to be the featherweight main event. Of course, Edgar, the former champion at lightweight, dropping down to 145 on the same card. Francis Magoo and Alistair Overeem. Are you feeling 70 bucks? Are you feeling 70 bucks? I didn't think so. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that unless the UFC changes its format and goes to some type of straight TV where they let you watch this on either that or they go to some type of channel and they charge you less, okay, like a UFC Fight Pass channel where you watch everything on that channel for a discounted rate, maybe like the World Wrestling Entertainment is trying to do with their WWE network. I think you pay a flat fee, $10, you get to watch all the WWE stuff you want. You get to watch WrestleMania and all the different pay-per-view events. So I guess if you're a WrestleMania guy, you want to spend $100 for that, you can spend like $10 a month and get the WWE stuff for the entire year. So I think that's the mold, the pattern in which the UFC needs to follow. The UFC doesn't want to go in that direction. They want to keep it on pay-per-view, and more power to them. I guess they're making money, but the stars aren't there. You're not going to get people to spend $70. I'm looking at these fight cards. You're just not going to get it. You're not going to get people to pay. I mean, yeah, they will find probably 100,000 people, maybe 125,000, 150,000 people in this country, homes that will buy any fight card on pay-per-view for MMA. Maybe 100, 125. But that's it. You're not going to, people just, they won't, they're not spending $70 the way they used to. Just not, whether it be boxing, whether it be wrestling, whether it be MMA, they're just not throwing the pay-per-view dollar out there the way they used to. They're more selective. They can watch stuff delayed. I mean, the delayed stuff, the fact that things are on YouTube like an hour later. I mean, why? Like, it's like this. Why do I watch the news at night, have to watch all the commercials when I can watch Rachel Maddow an hour later, or the opinionated Rachel Maddow, an hour later on YouTube without any commercials? Why would I do that? I just cut like 20 minutes out of my hour. Went from 60 minutes to 42 minutes. I kid you not. So what I'm trying to tell you is, the world's getting smart. We're not having to deal with stuff like that. We're using our time more wisely, especially fight fans. Fight fans realize, you know, I can watch this on delayed. And guess what? The big thing is, when you have a big fight on TV or a big fight on pay-per-view, you can, like, tune away and stay away from the internet, right? And then after the fight's over with, you can go to YouTube and you can watch the fight on YouTube. So, I mean, it's almost against common sense, unless you've got a group of people over the house and they're all chipping in, or you're an MMA freak, or you're Dana White, or something like that. You know, I mean, you know, you don't need to be buying all these cards, because that last card I talked to you about is not worth $70. I don't care. They could put God on that card. It won't be worth $70. There's no cards worth $70. And, of course, that ends the year for the UFC. The UFC under new ownership now, that ends the year for them. Man, they're hurting. They just don't realize. They just don't realize. I mean, maybe they do now. Maybe they do realize now. $670,000 gate last night in Las Vegas for a UFC pay-per-view event. That's a shame. It's probably an all-time low record as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in the street. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on SB Nation and Sports Byline Radio.
I'd be long gone, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Hey. I'd be doggone if you ain't a pretty thing.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again.
We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you thought WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder, of course, out of Mobile, Alabama, was going to take on Luis Ortiz, 38-0 as Wilder, 27-0 as Ortiz, it ain't happening. Ortiz failed that drug test a couple of weeks ago. I told you about that. And guess what? This is just not good, man, because the drugs he was taking were chlorazide and hydrochlorazide. Anyway, the bottom line is they're both used to treat high blood pressure, but they're also going to be used as masking agents for performance-enhancing drugs. Now, Ortiz is saying he has high blood pressure, so therefore he has health issues. Yeah, this sounds a little bit preposterous to me, but good luck to you. More power to you on that, but the World Boxing Council is not taking Ortiz out of the ratings. Maybe they should until they find out what's happening with the steroids. Straight up, I thought Ortiz was going to beat Wilder. I wanted Ortiz to win badly because Ortiz is probably the best-looking heavyweight I've seen, maybe since Riddick Bowe and Mike Tyson, as far as the ability to fight on the inside. That's a talent few guys have, especially in the heavyweight division. This guy had it, no doubt about it. So Cruz and Ortiz, supposed to happen December the 4th. It ain't happening. You are tuned to Rink November 4th. You are tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you live on SB Nation and Sports Byline Radio each Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. So next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget, this is Rink Talk Live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.